Hi, and welcome to the Engaging People podcast. My name is Charles Rogel. I'm a senior consultant here at DecisionWise, and I'm joined today by Christian Nielsen.
Hi, Charles.
Christian is our Vice President of Consulting Services, and today we're going to talk about a few topics that relate to listening and also employee voice. And so many times as we work with organizations and we're, especially conducting employee surveys and measuring topics around employees feeling like they have an opportunity to speak up and be heard, this is one frequent topic that comes up where employees don't necessarily have a voice. Maybe they're afraid to speak up. Sometimes they don't feel like they're being listened to or their suggestions are being taken into account. And so we're going to talk about how to address this, how to really identify what the issues are, and give you some real practical ways to improve perceptions around this topic going forward. So Christian, do you want to kind of lay out kind of how we think about this topic of listening?
Yeah, happy to, Charles. It's a very important aspect of the employee experience. We all want to feel heard and have some sense that someone cares about what we're thinking and our own experience in the organization. And so nearly every survey we run has some aspect of employee voice. Some of the questions that I think we frequently use would be something like, you know, we listen to and value each other's thoughts and opinions. Maybe that would be kind of oriented towards a team experience. Mm-hmm. This organization values employee input, feedback, and suggestions. This organization is responsive to ideas and suggestions for improvement. So there are these ideas of, are you listening and are you responding?
Right. Do you value the feedback? Yeah.
Right. And they're two different things. And so it's interesting to get survey data back and see, you know, is this an area of the employee experience that needs to be adjusted? And at what level does it need to be addressed? And usually it's from a few different levels. Mm-hmm. If I'm thinking about it, working with clients recently, we had the conversation around this area with one large client I'm working with, and it was, well, how do we fix this? Or how do we improve this aspect of of our culture, our work experience? And as well, let's talk about it from three levels. What's happening at our organizational level, maybe with senior executives, and what we're doing from the top to set the tone for the culture of listening, and what are we doing to listen ourselves? Let's look at what's happening in the team ecosystems. How are our managers equipped to listen to employees, to validate opinions? And then also from the kind of the org support structures, what mechanisms do we have in place to listen to employees? And the crazy thing is, I always think just the interesting thing is, we're talking about this all in the context of an employee voice survey. The right. Organizational survey was, is a listening device or an employee voice channel. We want to hear what employees say, and that we want the org to respond. And so thinking about it from a few different levels usually the right way to come up with some meaningful actions to improve this area.
So let's talk first then about the team dynamic. Like how can a manager improve perceptions around people feeling like they can be heard at the team level?
So important. We have, there's one of the key questions on a survey, not necessarily directly related to employee voice, is I feel like I belong.
Yeah.
And if we do statistics behind the scenes, more often than not, we'll find drivers of that question tied to employee voice. If we have a voice, we feel like we belong. Think about that in the context of a team. If I'm managing a team, and I do manage a team, if I'm listening to people, if I'm helping to validate that they're being heard and also responding to their suggestions or their input or their questions, then they do have a greater sense that they're part of something, that they do belong. And so the team, I think for managers, there's things you can do. I think one of the most important realizations is not everybody listens the same way. And a manager might think, oh, I treat everybody the way I want to be treated. But
yeah.
Are you treating them the way they want to be treated? And you might have a very a strong preference for introversion or extroversion. They might have the opposite. And so trying to think through, even at an individual level, how does this person want to be heard and how can I validate and respond? As well as even, another interesting area is to respond even when the answer is no. So, Charles, if you come to me and say, hey, Christian, I think we should all go skydiving twice a week, and I just walk away, or even if I say, oh yeah, let me take that into consideration, I don't close the loop. Even if the answer is no, Charles, I'm sorry, that sounds terrifying and expensive and you know, high risk for our organization. You know, do I take the moment to close the feedback loop, you know, even if an idea isn't feasible, and help you feel heard and make sure that we're not just leaving these ideas floating out there?
Good point. Good point. And so then moving up a little level at the organization level, if people are saying they are not feeling like this organization listens to ideas or is very responsive to ideas or even values feedback, what can you do at the organization level? How does that even begin?
Well, one of my favorite approaches on this, well, there's a couple obvious ones. One would be, you know, let's do a channel audit. What channels do we have, like, for communication with our employees? And large organizations often need to have a few more options available, or some more deliberate options to hear from everybody on a frequent basis. But if you're a smaller organization, it might be in terms of how often are we, you know, having contact with all employees. If we have remote employees, thinking through that. But a channel audit, do we have things in place for regular input that our executives have access to? Do we have forums for generating idea or feedback on new products, things like that? And sometimes employees feel it's very disengaging when you feel like you're in touch with the customer, but products are rolled out without any insight or at least connection to you. Yeah. But also, one of my favorite approaches, and I love it for a few reasons. One is it's very doable. It doesn't cost a lot for an organization to start implementing this, but start capturing positive examples and sharing those publicly. So when did someone speak up or generate an idea and we all benefited? So, hey, Charles had this idea that we go skydiving. We do it every week now. It's changed our company. Or maybe it's a bad callback. But if there is an example of positive stories, capture them. And maybe, you know, I've seen some organizations put out a call to managers. Hey, share examples of where employee feedback has helped us be more successful. That can do a lot of things. One, it helps validate those that were involved in that, but also it sets the tone of this is what we're looking for. This is what we're celebrating. This is the direction our culture is going. And it helps rewrite the kind of the programming of the organization that, yeah, this is, it's okay to listen and incorporate employee feedback. It's a good thing.
Yeah, because many times there's kind of legacy experiences that people have where so-and-so spoke up and they got fired. You know, right. Everyone has kind of a story like that in the organization.
Right.
And it could be somewhat myth, you know, based on myth or some fact. Maybe they got let go for some other reason, but no one ever knew. And so overcoming that stereotype or that feeling that people have is important by reasserting new stories.
Yeah. And you know, you asked about that at the org level. One of the interesting ways you can do this that helps from a number of directions is if you respond as the org responds to things on the employee survey, if you start sharing those stories, especially as it comes time to survey again, saying, oh, by the way, we're having another survey in 3 weeks. Did you know that the weekly skydiving program was an employee suggestion that came up in the survey last year? Or, you know, come back and say, look, we all benefited because of our shared voice last survey. It'll help with participation. It'll also help with engagement and that sense of belonging.
Yeah, I see. You know, to tag on to what you're saying, just in terms of these committees to address some of these issues, whether it be around safety or process improvement or HR policy changes, PTO changes, you know, the more you can say, hey, we're going to have an open discussion, open group on this topic. Here's some of the points that we want to discuss. Come share your voice.
Right.
That gives people that opportunity to really kind of be involved in some of those things.
Right.
And solicit that feedback.
Yeah. And I think leaders, and I've certainly from time to time had this bias myself. I think leaders sometimes were hesitant, like, oh, I don't want to open up that conversation because if they say these things, then we're obligated to do some of these things. And listening doesn't mean agreeing completely, but just helping people feel heard and having an authentic conversation or discussion around their ideas is what it's all about.
And then there's two things I've seen at an organizational level that don't work very well. One is just having an employee suggestion box. You need to have one just so it's there, so you kind of check that off your list. but very few employees usually submit ideas. If they do, like you say, they need to share them, say, hey, this is what we heard this week, and here's how we're responding.
Right, right.
And then usually I find executive teams are somewhat disenchanted with employee voice because they say, hey, we have these town hall meetings. We go over all our financials. We tell them the strategy and goals. And then we say, are there any questions at the end? And all we hear are crickets. And so they get real frustrated because they're saying, we're giving people opportunities and no one's speaking up. Why do we have low scores around employee voice?
Right. Yeah, it's a challenge because that happens almost everywhere. It's mm-hmm. it's a much more vulnerable thing to speak up in a town hall, or maybe the idea comes to the employee when they're driving back to their house. Or,
yeah.
You know, so there's things about creating more real-time feedback mechanisms, things like that. Suggestion boxes. Yes, I have never seen an organization that said, hey, a suggestion box changed the game.
Right, yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that it doesn't help if they're done right or some of those things, but it's not a groundbreaking idea. What is proven to work is activating that leadership communication cascade. So yeah. Not only that, hey, when we have a change, the CEO needs a mechanism to get the word out through the managers, but also to listen. Well, you know, you top down, we had Charles and I, we used to have a colleague who called it the bubble up approach, where, mm-hmm. you know, ideas are passed to their managers. They're creating the right listening experience there. And they're also sending those ideas up or concerns up the chain. And so having that mechanism in place where we're actually listening and communicating as an organization is a positive thing. Supplementing that where needed with, you know, open forums and technology solutions for communication can be a great thing. But I don't think there's any substitute for real-time, face-to-face, authentic communication at some level, whether it's with your manager, whether if in small organization, it's greater line of sight to executives walking through the plant,
yeah,
or things
visibility,
like that. Yeah.
Accessibility.
It all mixes together to improve this sense of shared understanding, greater employee voice, and higher engagement.
And I think it all kind of boils down to this concept of trust, right? So as people are feeling like I can, you know, I can trust my leader to speak up and share things, or I can trust senior leadership to say things, that helps to kind of break the ice, have people feel a little bit more comfortable sharing their opinions and suggestions. And then if they're responded to, that's even better.
Yeah, exactly.
So Christian, what are some practical things a manager can do to really facilitate good listening with their employees?
There are a number of things that I've seen be very effective. You know, really looking at your own style first can be a great place to start. We talked about a few of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I find myself recommending to managers at any level is just to review some basic active listening skills. What does it look like when someone is actively listening to you? Pay attention to, are you making eye contact? Are you responding with follow-up questions? Things like that to truly understand and to have a really authentic and present moment.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other simple things in terms of, you know, clear distractions. If you are always on your phone when you're listening, quote unquote, listening to employees, they're going to feel that. And it feels not great.
Yeah.
Inauthentic. And it feels like they're not valued. And so pay attention to kind of what messages you're sending in your client interactions in terms of listening. I also like this, just a general recommendation to ask follow-up questions, but also ask follow-up questions that promote discovery and insight. Ask questions to get them to kind of expound on their thoughts and why they feel this way, what problems they're trying to solve with the suggestion or some of those things, and what's at the core of the issue. If we get really tactical, I have, you know, there's some definite do's and don'ts. Pay attention to interrupting. I was giving you a moment to interrupt me and you didn't.
I was practicing the technique of silence.
Well done.
Where that kind of brings out more discussion. Yeah.
I heard a really great quote. Before you talk, ask yourself what you have to say that's more beautiful than the silence or something like that. Mm-hmm. And suddenly I feel like I should be quiet, but you know, if you interrupt people, sometimes we're excited. We want to talk about things. We have ideas, especially if you have a strong preference for extroversion, that's how you think. But if you're creating an experience where you're talking over people or mm-hmm. even walking away while they're still talking, I mean, that shuts down this sense of employee voice, and they won't feel like they've been heard or listened to. So watch for a while, ask for feedback. If there's ever a meeting that's recorded, look at how you show up in those sessions. That's kind of a luxury that we don't often have, but occasionally we do. But ask yourself, what experience am I creating as a manager to help my employees feel heard and understood?
Great. Well, Christian, thank you very much for discussing this topic. Hopefully there were some good takeaways for you as leaders to use within your organizations. And we thank you for joining us today and look forward to having you join us on a future podcast. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.